Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Let's see. George says, Big O, I like Tua, but I do have concerns about him being able to get it done in Buffalo or wherever else the weather gets very cold and inclement late in the season. The kid has never had to play in it. Okay, so we will find out. I'm not sure when the wind is howling at, 40, 50 miles an hour. How many times are you throwing 40, 50 yarders downfield? Usually when the wind is howling, doesn't matter who you are, it's a short passing game or running. I'm not sure where you guys are thinking that all of a sudden you're throwing it in 40 mile an hour wind and you're throwing downfield a whole bunch. Doesn't matter how strong your arm is, the wind's going to take the ball. So in bad weather, your game plan changes to a more short passing attack. The key for Tua, for those of you that don't understand the quarterback position, like the one he bounced to Mac Collins, the key for him is to actually have a offensive line that allows him to find his receiver, set, and throw. If you want him to be throwing off balance and sideways and all that and just using arm, not going to do it. And if you look at that play where he breaks out because he's getting away from pressure, he doesn't have time to set. And that's why the ball bounces. Go look at it. His body's sideways. He's not the kind of guy that can just do those kind of things. Doesn't necessarily mean you can't win. He's just going to need the kind of offense in front of him that can block so he can actually set his feet and throw, because he's a guy that does need the lower half of his body to throw. He can't be like Marino, where the Achilles tears and Marino says, F it, I'm not going to repair it. He would have to repair it because he needs the base of his body in order to maximize his throws. Whereas Marino could still throw a rifle with his arm, and so can Josh Allen, and so can Justin Herbert, and certain other quarterbacks in the history of time. Doesn't necessarily mean that you'll win a Super Bowl, as Marino did not win a Super Bowl, because Marino did not have help. He did not have a running game. He did not have a right side of the line, let's be honest now. I mean, we always say line, really, it's the left side. And he didn't have a defense. And that's Dan freaking Marino, who, by the way, George Albanese, can throw in bad weather. Did it help you, George? Did you win a championship? No. Why didn't you win a championship? Because you didn't help Marino. I love how we spin it like, oh, well, Tua needs all this help. Every quarterback needs help. Please assist me in the last quarterback that carried an entire franchise to a title and that they had no defense and no running game. Please help me out on that one. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see the Danny Manning, the Carmelo Anthony, the Glenn Rice moment in the NFL. Please, I welcome it. Because it doesn't happen. So everybody needs help. And Tua had no help. So he needs a line. Give him a line, give him a running game, and you will see a different quarterback. It's pretty simple. You guys, oh, I want a guy that can throw. We had him. His name is Marino. He can throw everywhere you want, George Albanese. How did that help, dude? How did it help, George? Please. Allow me, help me out, bro. Because if you think the Marino era was enough, then I guess you have very low standards. Because last time I checked, it's about winning a Super Bowl. So you can do what Marino didn't do with Tua, but you're also going to need to do what you didn't do with Marino. You got to help Tua. You got to help Marino. You got to help Brady. You got to help Montana. Okay? They all had help. None of them did it by themselves. None of them just carried the team. They had coaching staffs. They had defenses, offensive lines, running games, great receivers, great tight ends. They had a combination of some of those. Tua had none of that last year. Not a great line, not a great running game, not a great receiver, not even a great defense. Because the defense didn't always step up every time. There were times that you needed it, and it failed. Let's be honest.